Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written within our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, and I do encourage you to be specific. The number, if you're calling, is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And those that are listening on the CBS Skype, psychiconair.com. I want to say that again. Psychiconair.com or newsskyradio.com. And you could IM messages to Benny, and we will get to your questions that way. So you have two ways to do it, call in or IM. And so those are those, and usually I give you a tip and tool for the day. And I do want to talk about some up-and-coming events. I have a very exciting class. I'm starting a three-month mentorship class. So we are already in the beginning of the six-month class. And so those of you that didn't feel like they could commit to the 6 months, that wanted to get their toes wet, the 3 months is perfect for you. If you want to change your life, it takes at least 28 days to make a new neural pathway, to break a habit. And so science has shown that over and over again. And so this is a way for you to do this so you could get empowered tools and you can learn the mystical teachings, strengthen your intuition and energy bodies, helping you get past that veil that blocks us and keeps us into old patterns and programs, and living your life with full infinite potentials and learning the teachings and tools to activate, realign, and reconnect with the Creator within you. And that starts at the end of May, May 25th. It's on Tuesday evenings from 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. All of the classes are taped, and you get a free MP3 CD of it. And so if you weren't able to make one, you can always listen to that at a different time. And we also have another period class coming up, and this is called The One, and this is where those of you that only, it's for 1 month, for 1 hour, for 1 week at a time, and it's the way to be free, and it's called, again, The One. So 1 hour a week for 1 month, this is where we're going to make changes. And so it takes, again, like I said, 28 days to make a new neural pathway in our brain. And so that new neural pathway allows us to break habits and to create new habits. And a lot of our old programs, a lot of our blocks has to do with programs that we received since the time we were 3 to 4 years old. When I look into energy bodies, by the time we're anywhere from 3 to 5 years old, we are hardwired to be thinking the way our parents thought, our society thought, to think. And so we're really, we're hardwired, and so we don't have kind of our own thinking until we get out of those tribal thoughts. And that tribal, again, is our family, our parents, our community. And it's not cutting anybody down. It's just saying that we're here to individuate. This is a remembering, a reawakening to who we really are. And each and every single one of us is a piece of God, piece of source, piece of Creator that lives like, the more we understand that and embrace that, then we could live like God's Source Creator, and God's Source Creator lacks nothing. There's no dis-ease, there's no lack, scarcity, fear, and so the more we integrate, the more we really start taking charge of our life, responsibility for life, and get out of the wounded child aspect is what I call it, and really working on our shadow stuff, the more we live empowered life. So that's called The One, and again, it's a way to be free, 1 hour a week, once a week for 1 month, and so that's coming up May, again, it's Tuesday from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. All of that information is on the internet. And, of course, we have the Twin Flame, the new relationship class. And that is on via person or by the telephone, as in all the classes. And that's Saturday, June 12th from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. And so this is where we're going to be talking about the Twin Flame relationships. There's been many changes in the energy of relationships, and so all of us have heard about soulmate relationships, twin flames. We all want to be in these kind of relationships, and so there's different techniques and tools that you could work on to bring these relationships into your life. And so that's what I will be giving you, information on how, what do these mean? What do these twin flame relationships mean? Why is everyone talking about twin flames instead of soulmates? Soulmates we used to hear about for 20 years, and now all of a sudden it's a twin flame energy. It is a different signature. And so find out what all of that means. And again, this is where even if you're in a relationship or looking for a relationship, you could get information on how to enhance your relationship and also bring in the energies of the twin flame, because where we are evolving to is where we want all of our relationships, and that's with our spouses, our children, our siblings, our friends, to be that on that divine complement level instead of the where we are finishing eons of the you complete me levels. And so that you complete me is what we're saying to the universe, that we come in here incomplete, that we're not whole, and that we're not complete. And so that's part of our evolutionary process, is part of what we've been with our old programming, you could think. And so this is where we're learning the new techniques to bring in those complement relationships in all forms. And again, this is for everybody in partnership or without partnership. That's a very important class. And we also have the gathering still going on, and with their schedules all the way to June 4th. And those happen the first Friday of the month. And it's, again, called the gathering. And this is where we meet from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time via and phone or person, and this is where I give you updated information that I'm getting from my guides, my council, the 12-12 council, my higher self, and this is information that's like hot off the press information. And so, again, that all the participants get an MP3 CD of the class, and that the next one coming up is on Friday, May 7th, 7 to 9 p.m. And so that's what's happening. And for all upcoming events, I really encourage you to get sign up for the free newsletter, because you get to find out when I do free classes, free teleclasses, anything that's happening. You can find that out by signing up for the free newsletter. I do not sell and give your name to anybody else, so we don't bombard you either. We respect your privacy. So that is the free newsletter. Favorite the website, www.carrieoconnor.com, and again, you can get all the information. And we also have the mini light stream lives, and that is the next one coming up is May 4th, and that's on a Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And that's where we all gather. And again, you could do this on the phone. Every single person gets a reading, and a lot of times with the energy, you could learn about other people's readings too. A lot of times, if people come in person, I offer anyone that needs to leave because of babysitting or they want to get out of here, they could get read first. But what I find is 99.9% of the time, people stay and listen to other people's reading, not to be nosy, but you can learn a lot from hearing other people's stories and what their blocks are. And so you get a lot of information with that. So those are called mini light stream lives. And again, you could listen and participate from those in anywhere in the world. And the next one is Friday on May 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's what's happening. And I encourage you to, again, sign up, look at those classes, they're empowering. And a lot of times what I've noticed is that here we have spring in the air, and a lot of people are feeling the energy shifts that are happening this year, 2010. It's really a big period for us where a lot of people are feeling extremes, where sometimes they could be feeling really like they're directing their life and they feel really in flow with life and they're on target. And other times they could feel they're off target, that they're in the dark. And that's a typical theme that's going to be happening all over through the year 2012. All we have to do is pick up a newspaper and see that there's a lot of cleansing going on, a lot of clearing going on. And so it's how do you ride the waves and not get caught into those vortexes that could get us into the awful awfuls or into our fear mode. And all of those techniques are all within our own energy field, just as we've heard from the masters that all the answers lie within. And that means within your energy field. And we're really getting to be the time where science is bridging with spirituality and stating over and over again that we are all energetic beings. So if you don't see yourself as an energetic being, if you don't work within your energy field, then you can feel like you're getting stuck into those vortexes that can feel very shaky, or you could feel separated, alone, or afraid. And so there's a lot of different techniques out there. Mine is a way that that have helped many, many people. And if it doesn't resonate, if you don't resonate with mine, that's fine. There's something out there for everybody. But the one thing I do encourage you to do is to see yourself as an energetic being, meaning to really start seeing where you have blocks, seeing where things keep on happening with your life, and you can do something about it. You are responsible for your behavior. We are constantly inputting and outputting messages and signals to the universe, to the universal energy, constantly with every thought, word, and deed. We are directing and ordering our life. So the more you order it like a master, somebody in charge and empowered in your life, the more you'll see that in your life. And so it's as simple as that, but it doesn't mean it's always easy. But we will be going back to, after this first break, we're going to be taking your phone calls. And so we will be going to a break right now. You're listening to The Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor. We'll be right back.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt fat content is extremely healthy? The bacteria present in Greek God's yogurt loves fat. During the fermentation process, the probiotic bacteria predigest the fats for us, converting them into a very good source of fat. This type of fat is in the form of healthy short-chain fatty acids, and they are necessary not just for overall health, but also for weight loss and fast metabolism. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit her website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor. I'm hitting my timer, so I know I'll be easy with Benny with the break. And we've opened up those phone lines, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. And you also can IM Benny at psychiconair.com or newsskyradio.com. Psychiconair.com or newsskyradio.com. com, and I am your questions. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Will do, and I'm always here for you, so you don't need to start a timer no matter what. Regardless, I've got your back.
Yeah,
so.
I know, you do.
All right, well, we're going to head up off our phone lines here, and we have Monica now calling in from Bellevue. She's been doing a lot of internal work lately, but she's having still some blockage around dealing with some issues with her mom, so let's see if we can help her out. Monica, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you, Monica?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So what's going on?
Well, for quite a while now, I've been doing a lot of internal work and going through a lot of layers of the onion, and I've gotten down to some really core stuff that I feel really blocked. It actually feels very, very old, and I'm wondering how to move beyond it, because there's an awful lot of old rage, to be specific.
Okay. Well, think of this, especially when you're saying old, when I'm looking into your energy field, I'm seeing a wave that goes way beyond this incarnation. It goes back to other incarnations, so we can feel it toward a person, an individual. And just like you said, the peeling of an onion, a lot of times I can see that a person comes into our life or a scenario, and then when I peel back the onion, then it's another person, another person, another person. And then it's great, Monica, that you got to the theme, old rage, right? And so how do you get rid of it? It's like understanding that rage is part of an emotion that's not part of a feeling. And so feeling rage has to do with the ego thinking something and feeling that it did not get listened to or heard. And so feel where Monica can feel or hear herself. Feel where you could be heard, listen to yourself is what I keep on seeing. I see all these microphones all over your second chakra, all around 360 degrees. There's all these microphones and horns. So what your little 2 to 3 year old is showing me is that you didn't feel heard and that you didn't feel supported. And on both mom's and dad's side. And so think of what you can do over the next couple of days to next couple of weeks of having yourself hear yourself, being able to feel that you could feel speak freely. And this doesn't mean about talking. This is actually more of an internal silence. And so going in through that rage and get to the bottom line. So imagine that rage sitting in front of you and that you walk right. Hi, we're still here, and we are live, and we just had a few technical difficulties. So we're here, and we're talking to Monica. And Monica, what I was saying to you is that part of that rage, you're at the think of what I call the end of the rope of the nitty-gritties, because you already know the theme. The theme has to do with rage. When I get underneath the rage part, it goes to fear of being annihilated. Fear of death is what it is. And so and think of that when you're able to embrace and to really replace that program with that we are eternal, we are immortal, we are pieces of God's source creator that knows no death. And so when you're able to replace that and keep on doing stuff that makes you feel alive, makes you feel heard, makes you feel listened to, makes you feel whole and complete, and really take your 2 to 3 year old aspect of you. See her, take her into your arms, take her into your heart, have her feel supported and visualize, because I see a whole bunch of cords going off her back, going to your parents, and just visualize these gold scissors called in Archangel Michael and cutting those cords that go to mom and dad, and realize that we absolutely chose our parents to work on our themes, that this is part of a karmic pattern, and sometimes we chose doozies, but we can take our power back from them, and it can be that fast by saying, I want to drop it. I understand that I chose these people. We do better when we know better. So but the bottom line with rage, it goes back into the fear of being annihilated. And when we really replace programs, is that we cannot be, that death is an illusion, that we are immortal, eternal. And yes, we could change physical bodies, but we are eternal, immortal. And so you're literally at this turning point of changing that programming, of remembering more. And even if it's 51% and 49% is still angry, that's a pivotal turning point when you're embracing more of the eternal, immortal, God source creation. Okay, so Monica, sorry about that. We're fixing a new rotor, and obviously it's affecting the phones, so they've stopped all the work. So again, taking and embracing that 2 to 3 year old, when you're at that pivotal turning point, Monica, and especially over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, into the next 2 months, of really rearranging the program, you're breaking through. Just think of that whenever you get enraged, that part of the name of the game is how fast you could get yourself out of that alignment, because when you're enraged, it brings you right into your emotion body. That emotion body brings you right behind the veil, and then that veil makes us feel separate. And then it feels like that separation goes back to that we're all alone, that we are vulnerable, and that we're going to be having some sort of death. And that's what you're rearranging right now. So really take the time to nurture yourself. Make sure yourself feel heard. I keep on seeing this very pink energy coming in with Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, the divine feminine energy. So really take this time to, again, be soft with yourself, nurture yourself, take bubble baths, really work with the energy of pink. And I'm also seeing pink quartz, visualize pink quartz in your heart chakra. That's going to really help you clear out the energies of the rage. And again, know that the underthing of rage has to do with being a fear of being annihilated, and that does not exist. We cannot, and you're replacing the program that you're an infinite piece of God, source, creator, and that's it. And so, again, it's a practice and a process of whenever you feel yourself going there, of how fast you could rein in your energy and go back to what the truth is. And the truth is that you're a piece of God, source, and that we all have our stories, we all have our themes. And so, and when we understand and we get to identify our themes, we're getting down to the pivotal turning point of rearranging it and really being able to get beyond that veil. And that veil will block us. The veil goes in between our mental, emotional bodies. And so the more we're able to say, I want to get beyond this veil, beyond the matrix. And so the more I'm freeing from these emotions that have a staticky kind of asymmetrical energy, the more I can tap into my feelings, and the feelings have symmetry. And so, and really, the forgiveness is the best thing that you could do as far as with your mother, and working on forgiveness in all directions of space and time will bring your energy back to you too. Okay?
Yeah. Good. That's, I think, really the forgiveness important. Is the last piece that I need to focus on, because I can go into the rage and I know I need to release it from my body, but I don't want to get stuck there. And there's so many layers to it that I keep going there and I pull out. But it's just, you know, when is the process going to end?
But you know what, Monica? This is a thing, especially with the energies that are here right now. When we're really, truly ready to let it go, we can do it in a nanosecond. We could say, I don't want this anymore, and especially rage is held up in your liver. And so literally take your hand and really move it in your liver, really get down there, and as far as using your fingers and move and break up the energy, and then put your hand over it and put gold energy into it. We can. When we identify a theme, it's just like when the shamans say, when we go into a sweat, that we can leave our dis-ease, our emotional things right there if we choose to. Our ego always says, wait a minute, there's one more little assault that happened to you that I want to bring up. And so that's part of the saboteur, part of this victim that wants to come in when we're making major changes, a turning point. So realize that the onion thing, it is a process and it is a practice, but when you know that the bottom line goes back into a belief of being separate, what you're doing is rebirthing yourself to God, source, creator, mother, father, God, that stands behind you instead of the people that brought you through this earth, and that you guys had a contract, and that we've all done everything. And so, and that's a huge thing to realize, that especially when we have real karmic relationships, to know that there's a divine order and that we've all done everything to everybody. That really brought me down to my knees as far as being able to forgive some really deep issues there.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm seeing you working on with the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks. And again, I don't know if you heard me, I said working with pink quartz, the color pink, nurturing yourself will really bring you back yourself to taking in that two-year-old in your heart. You're rebirthing her, and as you're rebirthing her, you're clearing out the karmic contracts that has to do with mother. And also work with Archangel Michael's energy, because I see Michael all around you, and that he comes in with that gold sword that really cuts the ties, and it can be that instant if we're ready to be at that instant. Okay?
Yeah. And I think a piece of it is being willing to let go of having to know every single incident.
That's exactly. We don't need to. That's all the mental mind, so we don't need to know it. And I heard the music, and so we're going to go to that break, but that's a good point. That's part of the ego, too. We don't need to have this. It's more stories. So we're going to our first break. We'll be right back after this short break.
You Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Coming to Seattle for one night only, a long-awaited appearance by one of the most visionary women of the century. An Evening with Shirley MacLaine is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the big questions, such as what is consciousness, what is the purpose of life, or are we alone in the universe? With a woman that isn't afraid of the answers, join Bella Spark Productions and Shirley MacLaine on Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. in Ben Arroyo Hall, Seattle. Shirley MacLaine, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Be sure to keep listening to this show for your opportunity to win two tickets to this final event in the 2010 Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit bellaspark.com for details. BellaSpark.com.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor. We'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
All right, and hopefully we can hold our callers in place. And Maria is now standing by. She's calling in from North Seattle. She's in the process of a divorce. It's about 30 days since the whole thing went down, so to speak. And now she's in the place of looking for some work for the first time. So we're seeing what the direction will go for her. So Maria, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Carrie. You're welcome. So 30 days since you filed?
It's a month since he, yes, a month okay. Today. And okay. So I know that there's a lot of shift in energy and yes. You know, for the most part, there's a sense of freedom. Mm-hmm. But then I'm also told now I have to go to work and it's just, you know, not, it's something that I, you know, just haven't done outside the home in a long time.
Right. How have you gone to a lawyer and got information?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh yes.
All
yes.
Right.
This is mandated then through the court. I mean, I received the, you know, child support temporary order and and you know, spousal support, which yeah. You know, none of it adds up to anywhere near what my expenses are. So I know I need to find a way
to
contribute.
Okay. All right. And what direction were you looking into? As far as work wise,
well, I was in the process of starting my own business, and yet it was, you know, slow in coming because I have a small child that I'm raising at home, and again, I need to work around her school schedule, and so I'm not real sure.
Okay. You know, I just saw you doing, Maria. My sister is a teacher, and she found a sitter down the street, which decided to raise teachers' children because she likes the teacher schedules. And so they it kept her at home. It brought good money in, and it also she didn't open an official daycare. She would just take in a couple kids and. Okay. Obviously, maybe Mercury is in retrograde. Maria, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, did
you hear the daycare kind of deal?
I did. I actually work with elderly people.
Okay.
In my work, I didn't know if this was something that was an idea or if it's something that you would see specifically for me doing.
I saw it as like a stepping stone thing, and the daycare could also be with elderly care where it worked around your schedule. So it's like increasing taking people. When your husband has your child, a lot of times I just saw my friend who is, they were desperately looking for people to sit with a person overnight. And so, and they were doing $20 plus per hour. And so being able to take what you're doing right now and stretch it out and being able to be able to still work with starting your business, but also instead of going out there and get like what I call a TikTok job, one of those the regular jobs where you're still able to work with the business, but also let people know, and even nursing homes know, because and a lot of times, or even elderly geriatric doctors that you are willing to sit, take care of, or if you have any kind of licensing to watch the people. What the state is, a lot of times people cannot, the United States, or say they can't take, if people don't qualify for certain things, they can't put them in nursing homes. So then that means that the family has to take care of a lot of these people. It's a growing issue that's happening all the time. So that also means there's a growing need for people that need to have a break from having to do 24-hour care, and sometimes, especially again in the middle of the night, if it's just kind of like watching and sitting, but they still are paying anywhere from $20 to $30 an hour. So I'd absolutely investigate that, and then even swing it over to the other, like the younger children that seeing, I'm just watching very synchronistically, where a lot of times people want AM and PM care, where they only have an hour where they have to have their kids as far as with school, but they really get charged unbelievable prices as far as with daycare. So start getting creative to think of what's going out there. Put your name out there, because then you're not it's like you're making your own schedule, and I'm seeing you being able to turn this all around to work for your advantage. Still be able to have your, don't buy into the fear of, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go out and get a regular job, right? Where you are being able to, and try to work that into the divorce, because I keep on seeing my face of your face, and my husband was determined to have me go work, and I had my nurse's license, and so they said that I could go out there and work as a nurse, blah, blah, blah. That's exactly why I'm seeing my face over yours, because I'm not saying it to talk about myself. The equal sign is that the message is all for you, but the what part of my bargaining thing is that we really talked about that I wanted to start my own, again, business, and that I was able to have some kind of leeway. So see if you could work that in, or at least during the whole bargaining thing there. And again, I think of as far as increasing private duty, especially if he has her during the night, so you could pick up some nighttime, because I know night pays better. And be able to, again, when you have with your daughter, if there's a part of taking in other care where people, either with other nurses and or teachers, why this woman down the street loved the kids, because she was able to, she had an only child, she was able to bring in other kids, and that the teacher's schedule allowed where she had summers off, blah, 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 and all this other stuff. So it was a win-win. So she was able to work with these people. And again, she kind of underpriced herself, but when she took in three kids, she was making really good living. So be creative with your life, and you have a nursing license, and so that's going to open doors. So think outside of the box with this, because again, I'm seeing you're being able to have your own business and be able to not have to feel like you have to go and get a nursing job. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Are you doing alternative healing business?
I do elder care advocacy.
Okay.
So it's not alternative care.
Okay, I saw you doing circles and speaking in circles with people. So even as far as, do you go into nursing homes and even do the recreation? Because I know that people have got $50 to $75 an hour in recreation where they want. And so I see you bring it in either information or some sort of circles where I see the person, and it's separate from what you're doing now. So it's like even bringing some awareness or some sort of healing or some sort of even talking. And a friend of mine goes in and brings drums, and she has the drums were those eggs that you get for 50 cents or 25 cents at the dollar store, and they had corn in it, and they shook it, and so it was part of their mandatory entertainment or recreation period, and that they look for people. And a lot of times she was able to pick up contracts with five or six different nursing homes, and that she would go there. And again, it was like drumming it through, very simple. She didn't give everyone having physical drums because she didn't have the money to that. And so being creative again in that department, as I'm seeing you bridging over to your own business, and really the name of the game, Maria, is like having the sense of what I see, the big foot on the right side. So think of that means the male side, but also means what's happening right now side. And the big foot seems like it could smush little Maria. And so that's what you're clearing that foot out. And it's like I'm watching you act like this is a catalyst, making meaning, feel that freedom, because I see your heart opening and having very big feathers out of it. And so this is a freeing part. And I see that even especially from April to August, you're going to see how much the marriage was squelching you, and that this is like the most freeing thing that you could feel, especially when it comes to your heart's desires. And so, again, being creative, think outside of the box, being proactive, speaking out, letting people know what you're doing. And I see that it's going to be able to work around your schedule and your child's. And also, again, when you know the time that you have as far as when you don't have to worry about your own child care, that you could be making money with that too. Okay?
Great. Thanks so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. All right. We're going to our next break, the last break of the day, and we'll be back. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Are Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I will be with you to the top of the hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, we'll do. We have Michelle now calling in. She's calling in from Shoreline, Washington. She's been recently starting a new medication, but she's having some effects, and she's wondering, is that possibly affecting other areas in her life? We'll see if we can work through it. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie. Hey,
Michelle,
thanks
for my call.
You're welcome.
I had some dental work last few months ago, and we talked about it, and it seemed like a good thing. And then ever since then, my health's been on a roller coaster, which probably a lot of stuff stirred up. But quickly, I'll just say my naturopath put me on a compounded medication. It is a drug, but it's more natural because it's compounded to help my inflammation and sleep. And I feel like I'm doing worse since I've been on it, but there's other factors like slightly changing some hormones and things. My
right.
DHEA had me lower it, so I don't know.
Right. Well,
and I'm already so anxious ever since the surgery that I can barely, I hope I'm making sense because I'm just not.
What I'm seeing is that the surgery brought up things that go way beyond the physical body. When I'm looking at compound. I'm seeing that that's a good thing. And also I heard what they call, and I don't like to use this word a lot, but it's called a healing crisis. And a lot of times if you have a Reiki tumor or whatever, they talk about a healing crisis. And I don't like to even put the word crisis in somebody's conscious or unconscious thoughts, but it's very common when we're doing core work and pivotal things, and you brought it right down to the physical, that it works and it's like a great big magnet that goes through your energy field and pulls up any residual energy through the mental, physical, emotional bodies that have to do with the theme. So with the teeth, it's like taking a bite out of life. It's taking life and feeling like life supports me. It's all about foundational energy. It's for affecting your first, second, and third chakra. And also I see the right side of your heart chakra. It looks like a shade that's going up and down. That right side, I see it's that male side connected to male lineage, but it's also what's happening right now side. I'm also seeing that over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, the 333, not into the 3 months, I'm seeing things even out. I'm also seeing Archangel Gabrielle coming in. Whenever I see her, she's all about communication. And the major communication, which you're healing and repairing at a cellular level, is a communication between the right side and the left side of the body. The more infinity eights you can do on your physical body and out through the air, going through your etheric energy body, the faster it will accelerate the healing process. So think of this as a healing process, that it's accelerated. It's brought up some real stuff. I'm looking at symbolically, I could go on and on about this, but just I'm watching the symbolic language of Snow White, in that you got like you got pricked with a finger, and so think of and you bite the apple. So think of the apple is where the teeth represents, again, foundational energy, feeling your core, and that there's a part of you that's waking up, that's to the divine part. You're waking up to your divinity. You're bringing in the knowledge to the cellular level. We all can know mentally and through our mental body that we are part of God, Source, Creator, and through our spiritual body. And our journey is to bring it right down to our subatomic particle in our physical, mental, emotional body, and that's what I'm seeing that you're doing. And so I keep on seeing, again, paradoxically becoming more awake, but then at the same time feeling very sleepy. And this is very much part of the process where we could feel like a pendulum swinging all over the place, where it's like the ego's hurrah of wanting to scare you and wanting to keep you in that posture of being afraid. And then it goes with your saboteur archetype, and then it brings in the victim and the child, and it has you all in a corner. And think of this as part of the process. So again, the name of the game is how fast can I get myself back into alignment again, and just think of any kind of tools that you use to get yourself feeling back into flow, even if you have to do it 5,000 times during the day, or just to even say I'm centered and put your right hand up or your one hand up into the skies and one hand down to the ground. At the same time, you're directing your energy to anchor into the earth first and then go up to the universal energies and feel yourself expanding sideways. That's a tool that you could do at business meetings and everywhere. It's just like a hand movement, but what you're doing is directing your energy, going down into the earth first, connecting to the universal energies and expanding sideways, because you're strengthening your base energy and it's creating a stronger foundation that's going to really help you. Okay?
Okay, great. And I had just a really quick, if a friend of mine, I just found out someone I haven't been in touch with died, and I don't know why, it's just really disturbing me, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you can say anything about that. I don't know what happened to her, I don't know anything, and
you know
the grief, like everything I didn't do, or blah, 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 and I know love is the only real thing, but she has a little for me from her, or if she's okay, or I don't know. I know she's okay.
She's doing fine, but part of it is like I'm seeing a ball feel like getting hit from left field. Again, I mean, like it's on the right side, but it's, again, a shocking thing. And I'm also seeing that part of her death is whipping you into a counterclockwise spin. So that's the feminine energy, and it's past, and it goes way deep, really, really deep. And so she's doing fine. She's doing all right. She's doing fine. I'm also seeing things happen quick for her, and she went over, and she just shows me that I popped out of my body, and I went over to the other side. It has more to do with your foundational energy, and think of even her grief, the death. You can work with it, and she's encouraging you to do this as how to hold our core when we get hit again by surprising news that has us an opportunity to go into our mental body. I coulda, I shoulda, I woulda, and then also our emotional body as far as grief. In the name of again is how do we get ourselves out, process that, and it's not denying it, it's not not processing our feelings, but it's being able to get to the feeling part instead of the emotions, because emotions create that staticky energy that wants to bring us into more deeper emotions that make us feel like we're
before in quicksand. So she's doing fine, but it has to do with more of deep fears, my worst nightmare fears. And again, that's that I'm separated, that I'm alone, that I don't have any foundational energies, and that's what you're working on right now. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, hon.
All right, thanks.
Keep up the good work.
Yep, thanks, Michelle, for calling in. And Carrie, I think we have time for one more caller.
Yeah, I did. I believe we do.
All right, let's take Barbara. She's calling in from New Jersey. She has a question about her career. She is currently employed. It's not in her field, but she also has some side work going as well. She wants to know how that's going to be going for the next couple of months. So, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
How are you, Barbara?
Hi. Very good. How are you?
Good. So what's going on?
So I just kind of want to know where I'm headed as far as work. I'm in a rut. A lot of things are changing for my life. It's like I'm starting over again, but I'm not in my expertise. I've been trying to start a business on the side, which hasn't really come to fruition. Just wanted to find out, you know, what you see.
Okay. When I look into your energy field, I'm seeing all these triangles. I love when I see triangles and diamonds. Geometric figures mean holding your God self in your physical, mental, emotional bodies. And even if your outside circumstances do not reflect that, your core is reflecting that, and that's what matters. And so, and also when I go to your second chakra, that sex, finances, money, creativity, one-on-one relationships, I'm seeing a triangle right in the center, and it's smack in the center, and it looks almost like a temple energy, and then it goes up to your throat chakra or a lot of the chakras. And so what does that mean? That means, again, holding core energy, bringing it down into the your foundational energy, and that's also where you're able to step over. So you're in a stepping stone job, which a lot of times we have to do that to create a goal. We do something to get us to our goal. So especially from now until even into October, I'm watching you in mid-May to June. Now, it's in more of the J's. June and July, there's a turning point where I see you more doing of your business than of your stepping stone job. And then I see you get really, from June to October, when I see an acceleration of the gas pedal, that means pedal to the metal, an acceleration with the business, really. And I see your hair going back. And so it's like G-force coming in, and that's all in a positive way, meaning acceleration, and that this period right now for you to have foundational energies, especially when we take off, we want to have that foundation so it doesn't feel so rocky. So you're doing all that prep work. And again, I keep on hearing a grandfather saying to whistle while you work. So realizing that this is, again, a stepping stone job. And even it's like a PhD crash course where you're taking and learning people skills and just watching people and observing energy and observing their behaviors and observing, picking up on their information that's going to help you down the road. So that's a whole different attitude than thinking, oh my gosh, I'm in this job that I don't really like. I want to do my business. And so you're in this major bridging period. And then I'm here, the whistle while you work, and again, is helps the day go by. And again, when you get into the Junes and Julys is a major turning point. Are you working with a partner, or do you have somebody that's a very helpful friend that's helping you? I see a female popping in and out.
Well, there's a potential partner for me now, but no, there's somebody who may come in and I may partner with them. It's a referral service that I would be doing, and she has a business that refers people to me, but it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, well, I'm watching that could be exactly what I'm watching coming in that period of June and July, and that's where I see you taking off big time. So, and I also see that you both maintain your own energetic autonomy. So it's balanced. You have your own things. And so it's a helping hand thing. So if you're already talking about that, that's something that as a positive thing, and especially because you maintain your own circle, meaning you do your thing, she does her thing, and so it works, and it acts like a tuning fork with each other, and then it really helps you take off there. So part of that partnership is like a metal to the pedal expansion kind of pure thing. So I'd say, and that's very synchronistic. And again, it's, she kind of pops in and out. And so that means to me, again, helping to like a tuning fork kind of person, meant to be. And again, it helps boost off your thing. So that's a good thing. So expect to get busier, and that, especially that June, July, and October doesn't mean it stops. It's just a looking and redefining things. So it's very good.
Do I stop?
At the end of the show, you're going to have to pick it up next week. And so I'm going to say to everybody, may you align with the divine.